Tuesday morning. Joining us right now in our studios is Andre Savanich with Laura Baker Services Association. Good morning, Andre.
Good morning, Jeff.
Thank
How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Absolutely.
Boy,
thanks for having me.
It seems like I didn't see you for about a year, and now I run into you just everywhere I turn around.
I know. It's almost like a weekly thing now, so it's good to see you again and have events again.
Yeah,
it's been fun.
Absolutely, and I'll probably see you again Thursday night. You have the annual Flannel Gala for Laura Baker Services Association. It's at the Armory. That's always a lot of fun. It's going to be almost summer-like. But by the evening, it should be kind of cool, good flannel weather.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, we're really excited. It's a newer annual event for us, but we haven't had it since it was May of 2019 was the last time we had it. So we're really excited to be able to have an event in person.
Yeah, let's talk about it. What's going on? It's a Thursday night at the Armory.
Yep, Thursday night, and the doors open at 5 o'clock, go till 9, and it really focuses on, it's an informal event, so flannel is excellent attire to wear that evening, and it features incredible music acts. We're lucky to have the Limestones, which is they're an a cappella group from St. Olaf, and they're going to perform, and then Fred the Bear, who many people may know, Ray Coudray's group from town here, and they're going to perform after after the Limestones, so it should be a really fun event.
Limestones, you know, they it's been a while since we've seen the Limestones. You know, with the pandemic and everything going on, it's probably been a couple of years since a lot of people have seen them.
Yeah, yeah. We actually, they helped us out with a private event that we hosted. We surprised the group that we were putting this event on for, and they were thanking us for giving them the opportunity to perform. It's just been a long time, and so they were super excited, and they're excited for Thursday too.
Yeah, you know, all St. Olaf students, so they lost a couple of their junior year, didn't perform at all. So I'm sure they're ready to get back. A lot of fun. And Fred the Bear, Ray Coudray always puts together a good show, and that's a fun band.
Absolutely. I'm kind of partial to their genre of music, and I've seen them multiple times and really enjoy their music, so it should be a really fun event.
All right. What else is going on Thursday night?
So we'll have people can show up anytime after 5 o'clock, and they can. It's not the type of event where there's a in-depth program. You can kind of show up late if you have something else going on earlier in the evening. You can leave early. But we'll have food from Norris Cuisine available for purchase. There will be beverages, obviously. And then we'll have a fun little scavenger hunt that you can participate in to win some prizes, and it's really a chance to be able to meet some board members that are tied into the organization and learn more about Laura Baker. But the main focus is just to be part of the community for that evening and listen to music.
You know, you have your annual formal gala back or a little bit later on in the year, closer to Christmas. And it's fun meeting the people there. It's under, you know, you're dressed up, you look nice and everything. But it is also something to just being casual, talking with board members and seeing people as they really are.
Yeah, exactly. I'm actually not. Dressing up isn't my favorite thing, so that's actually why we came up with the Flannel Gala about 3 years ago. So this will actually be the third time we've had this. But it is a casual event. It's meant to be fun. Mm-hmm. It's meant to and really, when you look at the history of Laura Baker, two of the common themes over the 120 plus years that we've been in existence have been community and music, and so this event really highlights those two things. So.
All right. Once again, Andre Savanich is with us with Laura Baker Services Association. Let's talk a little bit about LBSA. And it's been, well, an interesting couple of years for you and for everybody in the world, I guess, with the pandemic going on. But it's probably posed some additional challenges for LBSA that, otherwise you probably wouldn't have stumbled upon.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we've, in some ways, we've been fairly fortunate. We haven't had any you know, major outbreak of COVID within mm-hmm. our organization. You know, we've had some bits and pieces here and there, but overall, the biggest challenge has really been staffing. It continues to be staffing, and the pandemic kind of exacerbated that. But going into the future, we actually have quite a few things happening now. We're expanding, doing some program expansion, so we're actually going to be expanding our service offerings, and people will hear more about that in coming weeks and months. So,
all right, an expansion. Yeah. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, we're going to have it'll be a Family Navigator Services is what we're starting mm-hmm. with, and like I said, we'll be doing more kind of promotion around that event. But it's a way to help families who have children or loved ones with a developmental disability to help kind of navigate the system and access resources.
That's huge. That's for the families involved. That can really be, once you get into some of the, you know, government services and different organizations and who does what, that can be kind of a nightmare. It's wonderful to have somebody help you out.
Yeah, we have, you know, some staff members who have children themselves with a developmental disability, and even though they work in the system, they still find it challenging to mm-hmm. be able to, you know, figure out what are the right resources, what options are there available, and that type of thing. So we're excited about it, and we hope it provides fulfills the gap in the community. So
I'm sure will. Yeah. Sure will, no doubt about it. So the annual the Flannel Gala is coming up on Thursday night.
Yep.
The next event for you, would that be the big gala?
Later on? The December Gala, mm-hmm. so the first Saturday in December, so Saturday, December 4th, I believe it is, we'll be at Carlton, we hope. We plan to have a live event, but this year we're also going to broadcast it. So mm-hmm. If people aren't, you know, comfortable going out, or for some reason we're not able to have a live in-person event, we're actually going to broadcast it as well, and people will be able to participate in the auctions and things like that. So we're, you know, again, excited on that. Cross your fingers. We'll see how that goes. So.
And cross your fingers and buy your tickets.
Exactly.
Now's the time to get that one on the calendar. It's always just a wonderful event. And once again, give us the details of the Flannel Gala. It's coming up Thursday?
Yep. So Thursday evening, the doors will open at 5. You'll need to buy tickets in advance. So tickets are $20, and the $20 actually ends up being a donation to Laura Baker. And you can go to our website, laurabaker.org, and if you go to the bottom of the page, there's a Flannel Gala page there, and that'll take you to all the details mm-hmm. for the evening. And we have tickets available, so we hope to it's going to be a great evening. I mean, the weather looks
perfect,
5-star. So yeah. You know, get your flannel out and dust it off, and come out and have fun with us on Thursday.
All right, Andre, thank you so much for coming in. We certainly
absolutely.
Appreciate it, and best of luck to you. We'll see you Thursday night.
Yes,
for a fun event.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right, Andre Savanich, once again with Laura Baker Services Association.